Peace and love, peace and love. It is 10:55 a.m. Central Standard Time. Yes, I'm saying Central Standard Time. It has been a week since I came home. It is Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. I came home the morning of February 6th, last Tuesday, and it is Transformation Tuesday. So I said on the last episode of Reader's Corner, this will be a feature of what I've been doing. Okay, so when I first started this podcast page, I was supposed to be featuring my mediumship journey, which I did not do. Okay, I did not do it in front of the, well, not in front of the camera, nor did I do it necessarily behind the audio. Okay, so the point that I'm making is I'm going to share. Reader's Corners is usually about 30 minutes sharing your story, your gift, your purpose in life, anything that you feel is necessary to be about you as a divine one, spiritualist. Even if you're not in the spiritual community, even if you're not a diviner, come on here, because divine ones are not only in the spiritual community, okay? We have a whole bunch of different reasons or purposes for us being here, and we implement them in different ways throughout the world, okay? And so this is a platform and a space for all of us to come and share our story. And if you are a person who reads the cards or the shells or scry with water, or like me, who uses all aspects of life and nature to get a message. Like right now, I'm seeing my shadow as it moves because I'm moving my hands. And that was a clear sign for me to focus. Okay. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, like I said, last Tuesday was my first day back home, returning home from my 2 month or almost 2 month journey out of my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I went to California. I went to Vegas for a week, and that was my first time being away from home without my family, as well as going on a road trip originally, with, like I said, without family, and then going to Vegas for that week was the first time I traveled alone. Okay, and so, and it was my first time on a bus, okay, like a Greyhound or Mega Bus, like those type of bus. I was on Flex Bus, or Flix Bus, however you want to pronounce it. It also was my first time on, what is the train called? Amtrak. So when I was on my way back to California, I took the Flix bus again, but one of the things that I ended up having to do in order to get from LA to back to San Diego was take Amtrak and take that MetroLink. So I was stranded a few times on that journey, which that's a totally another topic for another day. But this episode is featuring the mediumship, the purpose of this page. All right, so if I remember correctly, I started this page in like 2017. I had just become certified in Reiki and opening myself to my gift of mediumship. Now, it was not the first time of me opening myself to the gift, but it was when I started to accept it, fully accept it and say, okay, I'm not going to ignore it. I'm not going to only use it sometimes. I'm going to take the time to get to know me in this aspect of who I am. Okay, and so since then, I have become certified. Like I said, in 2017, I became certified in Reiki. Now, I had been practicing energy healing since between the ages of 10 to 16. Okay, I did not know they were the same thing. Did not know. But I am grateful for the path that I've taken. And that was already paved out for me, for my life. So another thing that happened was I became certified in the first level of Samaveda Thai Yoga in 2019. The end of 2019, I was blessed with the opportunity to become certified in the first level. After that, I became a ordained minister, which is why my title is a death minister, because as a medium, you work with transition spirits, okay? But death does not only represent that, it also represents transformation. And on my journey, I've learned that the people interact with me or come into my path or I come into your existence when you are ready for the next level in your life, when you're ready to transform your world. That is only then are you able to work with me and you're able to cross my path. Okay, so that is why my title is a death minister. That's what my spirit team recently told me last year, not long before me going on my journey. I left at the end of November. I believe it was October or August, because that's when everything kind of started. I ended my 7-year long distance relationship, or it ended. Let me say I ended it, but it ended because I've got all of the information, so I was able to fully detach myself from that experience. That's for another story for another day as well. Many stories. Now, it was one story in particular that also got me wanting to do my recording, okay? Because, like I said, on the first episode of Reader's Corner with the lovely Reverend Mama Divine, I spoke at the end saying that I would talk about my journey and who I am so that you will have a greater understanding of what this podcast is, what this platform is for, and who I am. Okay, so Ray Tashi the Raven, because I did not introduce myself. That is a title that I recently started to call myself. Ray Tashi has always been my creative name. Raven is my given name. And because I am also the bird, and because I am Aboriginal to the Americas, three different tribes, okay, within our genetics that we know of, as well as African tribes within my genetic, but I'm not certain of those tribes. I can call myself the raven, because when you look up the spiritual meaning of the bird raven, I embody all aspects of it. Also, as a child, I hated my name, and I do not express through hate, nor do I use that term, but that is exactly how I felt when I was a child, because I didn't understand the purpose of the name, and I didn't understand that we are given these names and these titles and these abilities and gifts and talents for a specific reason to assist us with journeying through life, okay, as well as assisting others. So yesterday, my business is called the Traveling Box LLC, which is why this podcast is called the Traveling Box Podcast. On Mondays, we embody mediumship, okay? So we call Monday Medium Monday, okay? Tuesday, like I said, today is Transformation Tuesday, so we go deep, deep within ourselves for a full transformation. You are resting within yourself to truly shift from the inside out. Okay. And so, with that, I wanted to show over the time period of how I have transformed from what I was then to who I am now. So, it's not that I fully transformed, more so than being fully embodying my full essence. Parts of me that I didn't accept back then when I first started the podcast, I fully have grown into. I am a master manifester, and I always have been. I have always manifested my life, because my whole purpose for being here as an ascended master, which is something that I learned when I got certified in Reiki, was that I'm a star seed, and I chose to be here. My Reiki master teacher, consorted with her spirit team, with her ancestral lineage, and they told her that it was okay for her to take a little break for with everything that she was doing to train me in Reiki, because it was a part of my purpose for being here. And as a star seed, I chose to come back and help and assist the world and humanity with leveling up, okay, and with becoming their true self, embodying authenticity and freedom, because that is who I am as the free spirit bird that I am, and a twin. And I've always wanted to be an individual, even as a child. So freedom is something that I fully embody. And being a Libra, Okay, that is considered a water sign and not an air sign. I fully embody the essence of flow. Okay, sometimes we get it wrong and we may be a little off beat and off kilter, but fully embodying flow, and I help others to know themselves and to embody it as well. So my title is a death minister. Okay, I also consider myself a minister of nature because I fully embody nature on my journey in California, because I met a man who goes by Papa Alex, and one of the things he told me is my religion, because I said my religion is nature, you know. And he said, no, your religion is love. And that is true, because one of the things that my spirit team told me when I was very young, when I was going through my ascension process between the ages of 10 and 16, was that I was here to show the world, not teach the world, but also show the world what unconditional love is, because I fully embody it, not only for myself, but for others. And I accept you where you're at. Okay, I accept you fully for who you are and where you're at. Okay, and that's hard to do. Not only that, I live in the spirit and in the physical at the same time, but it was very hard and it took a long time to learn the difference between the two and how to be in both. Because it was so isolating, if that makes sense, from the world. Not too many people understand or also live inside of it. Watching the real Kia, a post of hers where she was showcasing a woman who is a hypnotherapist who helps with other people and a healer. She's a hypnotherapist and healer. And she, her name was, oh Lord, Moishi. Oh, I cannot remember. Moeshi something on YouTube. I just saw the video not long ago, so I can't remember. And I had never seen her content before then. But like I said, the real Kia, excuse me, the content creator, she showcased her content, Moishi. And it's beautiful, beautiful, the work that she's doing and helping people heal. So I'm supposed to be showcasing all of my experiences, and I said, I don't want to be in front of the camera. I've been trying to get the work out there and get my teachings and my experiences out there, but I don't want to do it in front of the camera. I don't really want to have to do too much work, and that's a lot of us. You don't want to do too much work. You don't want to have to showcase yourself. And because I work in the shadows, because I'm a shadow being, and I'm here also to teach people about shadow beings and how they're here to help us. They're not all demons, or they're not all here to make you feel less than. It is a part of the job, but it's not the only part. So they do help us to traverse planes and to face your fears, to learn how to walk through things, if you will. Not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. So they do help us face our fears. That's one of the main jobs. They also help us to transition. They help us to cloak ourselves in the physical, to become invisible, to have full protection. There's not all evilness within darkness. There's a lot of light. Darkness is light. It's actually dark blue or light blue or purple or red. It just depends on the hue of darkness that you're in. Also, if you add light, your own light, if you can express that from within you and start to allow your light to illuminate and to become brighter, then the darkness won't be so dark to you. You'll actually see the hue of color that is embodying that light, okay, or that darkness, whichever way you want to view it. We can't be in fear of it, though. I'm realizing that my breath is catching, and my twin, I am a twin, really, reminds me to breathe. Well, I remind her to breathe, but she reminds me that I need to slow down my talking, because as a child, I talked very, very fast, and so when I start to feel that and have that reminder, I'm reminded, okay, Raven, breathe, because you're not breathing, because you're filtering spirit through you, and memory and experience through you, and so you have to slow down so that you can get the message across. So again, I forgot to say the year. So in 2020, or 21, I became an ordained minister. That was where I was going back to. In 2017, I started reading cartomancy online. Now, if you don't know what cartology or cartomancy is, it is a form of divination where you're reading playing cards, okay? That is also how tarot was created. The symbolism of the playing cards were then transferred into another deck, which is tarot, and they were then created. All right, so in the spirit of reading cartomancy, again, like I say, it's been a week since I've been back home. I left Monday, February 5th, from California that afternoon, late afternoon, evening. My plane took off at like late 6 because it was delayed. And then I had a layover in Denver until 5 in the morning. And then that's why I made it back home Tuesday, February 6th. Okay. So I'm so grateful to be back home. I'm very, very grateful. Also, my cycle came. I'm just going to be authentic and upfront. During that period, during that time, I was getting ready to say something, but I don't need to share that because they told me I need to stop talking about that with people. But I am going through some, I'm not going to say health issues, but I am going through some things with my health that I am watching very closely because I'm very observant of myself and there are shifts and changes happening. And since I released the 7-year connection in August and then started doing the work of healing myself in October and then going on the journey in November with another person, okay, I have made certain decisions in between that time frame of November to, I mean, October to November that I normally would not choose. I am very grateful for my journeys. I'm very grateful for my choices. I am always guided. Now, they did tell me not to make the choice in October, and I did it anyways. Now, I also manifested that choice, okay? Manifested that choice very well, just as well as I was manifested in November for that person. I did not manifest them per se. They manifested me. Well, we manifested each other because of what we were focused on and wanted to bring into our existence. Now, currently, because of me not listening to my higher self and my spirit team, now I do listen and I am guided, but what I wasn't listening to was speaking up. I was not listening to that. Sometimes I find myself playing the supporting role when I'm supposed to be leading, and I know I'm supposed to be leading. And I'll play supporter, and then things happen, and then I say, oh, shit, I was supposed to be leading. Woo me. Not woo me. Woo me. Okay? Because I don't cry. I do cry. I'm not saying get in that way, but I'm saying I'm not the wolf. I'm not going to cry wolf because I did it to myself, and I have to hold that. Okay? Now, we do not do negative self-talk, and that is not being negative or coming down on myself. I hope you could feel that. That is being accountable. And that is a part of the journey. You must be accountable for the choices that you've made. Okay. So I am showcasing the growth and where I need to still improve. Okay. This is some things that we need to do as healers, as well as no matter where you're at on your journey, you need to be able to accept that you still have room for improvement. Now, I keep looking at my Psychic Development for Beginners book from William H. Hewitt. I mean, W. My apologies, William W. Hewitt. Because yesterday, turned right back to the page that I left off on when I came home. Because these are some of the things that I missed dearly while being away from home. Having to buy a new notebook to do my coding in, not being with my notebooks that I had already previously started. So the page that I turned to was a code that I created before leaving. I'm rewarded with unexpected gifts just for existing. And that code is 487316. The letter code is MHPCJO. Yes, the letter code is MHPCJO, and that divine code is 487316. We do create divine codes and sigils. $5 on the website, www.thetravelingbox.net. All right, we do have other codes. So this was from out of my notebook that I left at home. What was the other code? Yes, we do have another one. That is, I am rewarded with unexpected gifts just for... No. That's the one I just told you. It is, I am rewarded just for existing. Okay? I am rewarded just for existing. Yes, we have two of them. I am rewarded just for existing. Okay? That one, that divine code is 451366657. Again, the divine code is 451366657. And that letter code is MWJUFOXNG. Again, the letter code is MWJUFOXNG. I am rewarded just for existing. All right. The last one that I am going to give to you out of this notebook is, with each breath I breathe, I receive endless possibilities unfolding before me. That sentence of manifestation, that sentence of attraction, okay, that divine sentence is, with each breath I breathe, I receive endless possibilities unfolding before me. That letter code is WVPTUNGM. Again, that letter code is WVPTUNGM. Okay? The divine code for, with each breath I breathe, I receive endless possibilities unfolding before me. It's 547-235-74. Again, that divine code is 547-235-74. We all know I fucked up. That divine code is 547-235-74. Okay. With each breath I breathe, I receive endless possibilities unfolding before me. Nagashayo. It is 11:19 a.m. And again, so the page that I flipped to in that book was the chapter 10 under clairvoyance, but the page is 114. Okay? It's 11:19. We ain't too far off from that 6. Because that 4 plus that 2 equals 6. But the example used in this part of the chapter is an exercise called dictionary divination. So when I was at my cousin's house last night, I flipped to this page because I had that chapter folded up, chapter 10, all of chapter 10, because it was a chapter that I stopped on when I was reading the book. Okay. And so when I left home, this book was left behind. I also have another book that I have sitting next to me, which is a mantrical sigil book. It's called Practical Sigil Magic, Creating Personal Symbols for Success by Frater UD. Okay. Now, I have not read this book through and through, but I did flip through it when I got it. And one of the techniques in that was called a mantrical sigil. And I did attempt it. And I was like, we're going to have to read to figure this shit out because, but, it was not twerking in my brain. All right. So, some other books that I've also read before getting to the psychic development book was Creative Writing. Can't remember the author, but it was a woman. She also wrote the book Past Life Regression. And I did finish that one. Okay. And it was a beautiful, beautiful book. Now these are all called reference books. My twin taught me that term, reference book, because I was not aware that was what these books was called. I would call them manuals and all that, but it's reference book because you put your case study in it, you put the technique or the experiment, the exercise example, and then you break down what the whatever it is that you're teaching about in your book is. So you give them the little examples. This man, William W. Hewitt, also wrote a book on hypnosis that I also have. And then he also wrote a book called Beyond Hypnosis. I have both of those. He goes deeper into it. Now, he covers past life regression in those books as well. And it's just an amazing book. So yesterday, like I was saying, because I went right back to the page, 119, dictionary definition. Now, I'm just showing you how when you really get to know yourself and you accept your gifts, there's endless ways of doing things. Now, in his example of doing it, he's having you use a literal dictionary, okay? And we all know that in 2024, everything is online. Everything is an app. Everything is digital. We do have dictionaries, but who's using them, okay? For real, for real. Scholars, not actual scholars. I mean, people that are scholars and scientists in themselves, like they embody that within them. Now those people, they have them on hand because they know this internet is going to shut down at some point and I'm gonna need my book, okay? And that's why I bought books, because I do have a plethora of books digitally on my phone that I could share different content, different topics with people. But I went and bought these books off ThriftBooks, okay? Go on ThriftBooks if you ain't trying to pay a lot of money. But sometimes ThriftBooks be having the same damn price that Amazon got. And you be like, what the fuck? What's the point? I thought you was thrifting. But we ain't. So anyways, because you coming up on 30 minutes. But this is my motherfucking podcast, so I can go as long as I want. But we don't want to make them too long. So I saw old-timey, which these pages are darkened, but I do it. End up wetting my book. I'm not gonna lie. So the pages are like darker than what they once was. When I originally purchased the book, it's a little ragtag too. Not the Practical Decision Maker, because I ain't really read it, but I be trying to keep my books in good condition. But it is what it is. It shows that it's been used. Okay. Also, so I saw the word So I saw the dictionary in my brain. I saw words in my brain. It was like breaking down. But it also made me think of Bible verses and how those look. But it had the word at the beginning. So it had life underlined, the little hyphen, and then it had the pronunciation breakdown. And then, or maybe that should be considered dictation. And then it had like a definition. Now, I did not read the definition because when I was looking at it, it's like, it's called dictionary divination. So to me, it was, you're looking for words. So it went from life to, shit, I can't even remember the other two or three words that I came into after that. But it was deep diving. It would be like a white swirl, then it'd go to another word. Like it was zooming in. I'm like zoning in. We want to say 1,000 different words at once. So it was zooming in on the words. And I was just picking them. And as I would pick up on the word that it wanted me to pull into my memory, I would be doing divination because I would be putting it together. Like, okay, what is this saying? Life, purpose, past. You know, that's not the words, but these are the words that's popping in my head now so that we can have some examples. Like, those were not the damn words. Life was the first word, though. So we deep diving, and I'm saying, oh, this is a different way of doing it because we know we do things differently and we don't like being the same. So we be using our gifts uniquely. So because I'm a clairvoyant, I'm a clairaudient, all my clairs are active. Let's just go there. Let's say that because it's true. Because of that, I'm like, let's just do it our way, because we ain't got no dictionary in front of us, and we not gonna look up words because it won't work like that. So I just use the book, and I flip to the page, and I said, oh, dictionary definition. Close our eyes, take a deep breath, bam. What words are coming? What words within the dictionary? Within the dictionary is what I said. In the dictionary. We're going to see the dictionary, and we're going to see what words come. So the word that comes to mind right now is convince, but I also saw caress. And my back has been bothering me. Let me say that. Now, the reason that I also started on the hypnosis and the topic of the video I watched with Real Kid, because that was one of the last videos that I watched. She was the woman in the video that she was showing, who is the healer and hypnotist. My apologies. She was talking about one of the people that she was assisting and helping had a spirit on their spine. Now, I know that I connect with a lot of spirits. I know that I'm very powerful. I know that I've been here lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. I know that different spirits come to me. They want to stay with me. They want to do all these different things. But what I was not taking into consideration was that they can live in you or with you. Now, when I was a child, I was shown that a white woman laid into my body. And it was different people that would come through my body to cross over. They crossed through me to cross over. Which I don't know if that's with every person, but you do that with me. I am also a gatekeeper. That is one of my roles. I am aware of that. I also am a dream traverser. I'm going to say that, a dream walker, because I do it awake. Okay. Most times at 2-3 in the morning, I'm up. So while you're sleeping and I'm in your dream, I'm awake. I don't realize I'm in your dream. Well, before I didn't. Now, recently, I have been focusing a lot more on what is transpiring around me and allow myself to actually see what is transpiring around me, because I'm on so many different waves, so many different frequencies, so many different planes all at one time, doing a lot of different things with different people all at one time. So I am learning to do one thing at a time, or 5 things at a time, more than 30 instead of 30. You know, we'll go there, because that's the number that popped in my head. Because I was like, one, hey, you funny. And I was like, 3 in my head. And they was like, 5. How about 5? Let's go there, because instead of doing 30 things, okay? So, but it does help me to enhance and accelerate my growth psychically, and my awareness to be working on multiple things and working through multiple things at the same time. Now, granted, I may focus all of my attention and energy on one aspect, but in between those aspects, I'll see that, oh, I'm working on this, or I'm overcoming this, or I'm overcoming that. Okay. And so, going back to being a deaf minister. Okay, so they showed me I am supposed to be offering up my experiences and my wisdom of what I've experienced through life in order to assist, and writing it down to assist others on their journey in the pulpit, in the church. Okay, it's 333, 334. All right, that's how long it's been going. I just looked at it. It paused at 333. I also work with time. That's something I have been working with for a very, very, very long part of my life, because I didn't want to use the word time again. We are limitless. I am limitless. I am infinite. I am timeless. And because of that, I've been able to learn a lot, because I eliminated fear a long time ago. My spirit team, Legion, and I eliminated fear a long time ago in order for me to walk this journey. Now, I want to share the experience that came to mind. I was going to invite my cousin up onto the podcast, and maybe I will have her come on one day to confirm the story. So I would say it was maybe between the years of 2013, 2014, possibly. Maybe even 2015, I'll go to that point, because I believe I still lived in this duplex in St. Anne at the time, And so that's a part, that's a little town or whatever. I mean town, you hear me? That's a municipality where I'm at, where I live at. Okay, so anyways, I'm living over here off of Wright. I'ma say it. We living over there. We living. If I remember correctly, that's where I was living at the time. But I was at my cousin's house and she lived off of Goodfellow. Yeah, I know them apartments right there. Not far from Murder Mobile. That's what we call it because so many murders happen there. You do not want to be there without your head on the swivel, no matter if you're a woman or you a man and you're not in the streets. You don't want to be there without your head on the swivel, like I said. Now 2024, do I know if it's still that way? I don't go over there. You know what I'm saying? But I do know that people still call it Murder Mobile. Anyways, and I don't even hang out with people. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, but it don't really matter where you live at in St. Louis now. It used to be you could live in the counties and you'll be good. That's the city though. That ain't the county. That's the city. But where Murder Mobile at. But you can live in the county and you'll be good. Now it don't matter where you live. Okay? It don't matter. So I was at my cousin's house. We was vibing, we was chilling. Getting drunk at the time I was drinking. I did drink at the end of 2023. I have not drank in years. I stopped drinking in like 2017, 2018. I only had a shot in both of those years and I officially stopped. So if I officially stopped in 17, then it was 16 and 17 where I had shots. I had a shot and then I was no longer drinking. And that was in both times before my cousin's birthday. Not the cousin I'm talking about, but that she, both of them are on my dad's side, but the cousin in particular, who house I was over, name is Nikki, and Jesus. So at the time, she was dating this girl who was younger than her, and I had just met the girl. I had heard about her a lot, but I hadn't met her, and I believe her name was, we're gonna say Violet. Her nickname was the other name. But Violet, if I remember correctly, that's who she was dating at the time. And it was a young girl, and they was in her room. We smoking, we getting high, we getting drunk. And they were in her room. We were all in her room. And we were talking about, they were talking about oppression and gun violence and all this stuff. Because at the time, you know what? It might have been 14 because Mike Brown got killed that year, and so it might have been around that time, not long after he got murdered. And I was telling, well, they was talking about it, and I start feeling very, very uncomfortable to be in the room with them, not because of what they talking about, oppression and politics and gun violence and police brutality, not because of that, because I had a lot to offer to the topic as well. It's not something that I like talking about necessarily. It's not something that I necessarily focus on in my everyday existence. Talking on now, people receiving justice and things like that, of course, opening the doors and opening up wormholes and portals for things to happen and transpire. Sure, perfect. Sending you to different realms and dimensions so that you can achieve or helping you to shift to the reality where you are gonna get what it is you're supposed to receive, positive or negative, sure, for sure, whatever. You get what I'm saying? Because that's a part of my job. But I remember going into her living room as they were in the room talking and just feeling like I don't want to be a part of this. But I also had a thought and an action that came that made me leave. I felt uncomfortable, okay? And as a dark chocolate, beautiful woman. All right. And I'm not just saying it. This is what has been told to me my entire life. And also when I was in Vegas, when I was stranded in Vegas, okay, when I was trying to leave and I was there for a week and a day, that's what a lot of people were telling me as I sat on the side of the road. I went live on Facebook, talking about my experience, but so yeah, it's out there. The story is out there, but that's what a lot of people were saying to me. You're so beautiful. What are you doing out here? So it's not me just saying that about myself because I don't look in the mirror all day. When I was a kid, yes, I was conceited, but I went through a phase of learning to not be because I got afraid of mirrors because of an experience where I saw my older brother. He did not live with us at the time. He also lived out of the state. He was about 16. He went and lived with one of our aunts down in Indiana. And so he was not actually there, but I saw him in the mirror. He had all white, all his face, everything. You could tell that he was black under, but he had white paint like all over him, arms and everything, a black t-shirt on. I'm like, my brother finna die. Like, what does this mean? You know? And I love my brother. He's our only brother. You know? So we're like, I'm like, because I'm the only one that can see it. I'm standing in front of my mom's bed. Okay? Looking at her mirror. Mind you, I'll go back to the other story. Looking in her mirror. I have a lot of stories though. Looking in her mirror, and I see my brother. He's standing behind the bed at the window next to her light. Okay? I look back at that window because I'm looking at her dresser with her mirror is in her closet. I look because we're watching TV. Okay? All of us are standing in front of her bed. Okay? Where the dresser is at. We can walk right up to the dresser. On the other side of the bed is the window with the lamp. My brother was standing there in front of the window. I look in the mirror. I see my brother. I gasp. They like, what's wrong? Y'all don't see that? Y'all don't see Ronnie in the mirror? That's my brother's name. They like, what are you talking about? He's standing right there in the mirror with all white. Oh, my God. They like, no. I freaked the fuck out. I could not look in mirrors for a long time. And my twin, my sister, anybody that would go with me when it was nighttime or not during the day with the lights on, you walking through the house with me. I gotta go to the bathroom. We go to the bathroom together. We used to do that as very young children, but me and my twin had to start it. I was like, no, you gotta come with me. I'm scared. I can't walk through this house by myself because obviously there's spirits here. So nothing happened to my brother. We actually live in my dad's house currently, and he is playing music if it is being picked up on in his room across from mine. So he ended up coming back home eventually. But the point was, I was freaked the fuck out. And that is when the activation of seeing things without me being able to not see them started, okay? I was already seeing things. I had always seen things since I was very young, before my ascension process happened between the ages of 10 and 16, which also happened in that very house that I saw my brother in my mom's mirror. That's when we lived in Wellston. All right. So, going back to the story in 2014 at my cousin's house. I'm in her living room. I'm vibing in the dark, mind you, because that is a place that spirit taught me. Because back then, when I went through my ascension process, I was depressed. I was suicidal. I had anger issues. And anxiety. I was like, it was a fourth. So yeah, so that is why they started to help me, because I was going down the wrong path. I wanted to be in the streets. I wanted to be a boy. And they was like, hold up. Wait a minute. That ain't why you came here, ma'am. Turn it around. This is what your purpose is. So they had to show me my life journey and my purpose of being here and all of that, so that I could go down a different path, because I was going to be in the streets. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. Anyways. Back to the story. I'm spinning in the dark. Her kitchen light is on. I can see the light coming into the living room. I'm just twirling my ass off in her living room, y'all. Like, I'm spinning. I'm drunk. I'm high. So guess what? I'm dizzy. I'm dizzy as fuck because I'm really spinning in fucking circles, y'all. Having a ball by my motherfucking self. So my cousin coming out like, girl, bitch, what is you doing? I'm like, cousin, because I called her in there, because now I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the liquor, and I got my cup in my hand. I'm feeling the liquor. I'm spinning in circles. I'm feeling the liquor. My cousin like, bitch, what is you in here doing? I'm like, cousin, come help me. I can't breathe. I'm dizzy. So I know that when I get fresh air, because I open the door, she's like, what the fuck going on? She don't realize that it's me going outside, because she had some issues, I think, with her neighbor at the time or something, or they had just gotten to it or something. So she was trying to make sure, you know, it was nothing going on, because I'm outside. And she's like, what the fuck is you in the hall for? Because I'm outside. I was like, I need to get some fresh air. I need to get some fresh air. Bitch, my head's spinning, you know? So, and I don't even use this word, bitch, like that. My cousin do though. So anyways, she like, what is you doing? I'm like, girl, she's like, cousin, that you? Yes, I need help. She's like, what is going on? My head's spinning. I'm dizzy. She's like, bitch, you was spinning in circles. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, I was spinning too long, I was spinning too fast. Okay. They told me that segment is 60 minutes. All right. So they said, keep track. All right. So I'm spinning in circles. And then she goes, I tell her. I tell her the reason I left out the room was because I felt like I wasn't supposed to be a part of the conversation because I felt like a white woman. It was a white woman in my body when I was in her room. And I was like, oh my God, I'm white. I can't be a part of this conversation. I leave out the room because you got to know when you a mirror, windows, doorways, or a threshold or a portal. And when you cross a threshold, that's why your memory leaves, or that's why you can't remember a thought because you're going into another place, you're going to another realm. I crossed that threshold out of her room and I remembered everything that happened, but I was no longer that white woman. Mind you, I'm drinking. That's why they call liquor spirits, because spirits really do try to inhabit you or come into you or come to you and fuck with you and do all that when you are drinking, because you're vibrating on a lower frequency, so they're able to attach to you or come into you or do all different things. Now, I am in control of myself because of the training that took place when I was between the ages of 10 and 16. So I understand what somebody else is inhabiting me, and I can still inhabit myself, and I can still allow you to talk through me or with me. Okay, and so, because of that. That is why I didn't feel like I was supposed to be a part of the conversation. I felt like a white woman. And that was the first and last time I ever felt like that. But it did make me remember when that older white woman laid down into my body with her muumuu on, her white muumuu. And she laid down into my body when I was young. And me seeing that, like being outside of my body and seeing these different spirits lay back into me, lay back into me, lay back into me. And I was like, okay. That is weird. This morning I had a dream, this rising, because I don't even say morning. This rising, I had a dream, and I don't even say dream. I call them resting visions because that's what you're doing. In my resting vision, I have been since 2021 working on, I have been working on, and in 2022, I started to fully implement marketing, spiritual marketing. Now, you will see different people out there having put out like a spiritual marketing course or whatever. But when I first started to have the idea of it was not out there. Nobody was talking about it. Nobody was doing it. I actually suggested it to a woman who has a spiritual business that I was close with. Her business is called the Zodiac Talk Bar. Okay. And but I had already started doing it for myself, my own way in the shadows, telling people who were close to me, but not actually putting it out there on social media because I need to see if it works. I need to make sure things are what they are before I put things out there. And then I don't even end up putting it out there. You understand? Somebody else does. Point is that it comes to my thought and I put it in the realms, okay? And then in the others, we all do it. If you don't implement it when it's given to you, then they give it to somebody else to do it. Okay. Point is, point blank, point being is I do it differently. And that is one of my gifts. I do things differently. So what I learned as a dream walker is that I do not promote my business often. Yes, the Traveling Box LLC is a EIN business, registered business with Missouri. So it is a real business. I don't promote it for real. I don't really do services too often. But the point is that when I was in Vegas, I had two people, mind you, two people, and also in California, I had people tell me that they feel like they saw me before or they heard of my business before. Now, again, this is my first time leaving at the end of November. It was actually December 1st when we actually left, because we left at midnight on the 30th of November. We got up at midnight, and that's December 1st. So we left, me and my friend, me and my friend, call him that, me and my friend, because he is my friend. We left and went on the road. I'm so grateful for him. Him and Scooby. Scooby Scoop. Okay? We went on their road trip. When I went to Vegas by myself and those people told me that they heard of my business, I said, how? In my brain, I said, how? I don't promote on social media for real. I don't really showcase a shirt shit. If y'all seen it, you know somebody that know me, that know them, that know you, that shared it with you. Or you came to St. Louis before and you was at an event. But I ain't did nothing in California with my business. In the sense of like putting it out there before I came back from Vegas. Before I had went to Vegas, I mean. I ain't did nothing for real to put it out there outside of doing my divine codes and sigils codes and putting it, making videos and putting it out there. Using some of the footage and content that I recorded while me just being in California and using that as pieces to put out divine codes that I have created. Yes, the codes that are on my page, I created them, except for the Spoil Me code that's 676-60762. That Spoil Me code works. That's how I got on that trip. And point being, because I ain't got that much time left. Point being is that, where was I going? What was I doing? Oh, there's no way for them to have known of my business. This rising in my dream, I'm traveling with my friend, right? Mind you, we at this gathering, we at this dinner or this, we at this event. We're getting ready to eat. It's a whole bunch of people there though. We're getting ready to eat. Now, I'm not sitting right next to him. One of my sisters are in between. I was sitting next to him at first, but now they need to see, so I moved down. I don't mind moving down, but I also feel like I don't want to be separated from him. That's currently what's going on. Anyways, not talking about my personal shit right now. I'm still working through everything. Whatever. It is what it is. Things happen for a reason. Things happen for a reason. Just let it go. Okay? You have to trust the process. And one of my things is hold faith. Trust process. Take those words in between out of, we don't need no middle man, middle woman. Alright? Faith is a real being. Trust is a real being. Process is a real being. Hold faith. Trust process. Bam. Alright? That's what I've been doing on my journey. And it's been working out. But the point is that in my waking vision, we get up to leave because we finna go get some weed. I'm just gonna be real. That's what we was getting ready to do. We finna go get some trip. So it's like, as we're going through this building, you can see outside when you go up these steps. That's to the left, to the right. It's another door right in front of us. And then to the left, it's another set of steps with the door open. And that's somebody's apartment. Okay? Or home, whatever. But it's inside of this building. I'm finna go to, you know, step to the right to go up the steps because you can see outside. You can see the park. You see everything. He goes to the left. Now, mind you, in this book, Psychic Development for Beginners, because when I was a kid, I always thought the past was to the left, the future was to the right, because that's the way I viewed it. After reading this Psychic Development book for beginners, also reading the Past Life Progression book, I learned because of his teaching or because of how he worded things and he is breaking things down. And then my brother also confirmed that, indeed, because in this Psychic Development for Beginners book from William W. Hewitt, he has a section called The Beach of Time, and it teaches you how to psychically go into the past, the future, using the beach of time. And then in the present, it's just standing on the beach. But the point is, and it has techniques for you to meet your spirit guide, your ancestors, like, well, not your ancestors, but yeah, your spirit. But I use that technique to do that. You know, because it's like, replace the words, baby. Okay. But like what it is. But it's common sense. That's how my spirit team teach. We simplify things. We don't make it complicated. I make things complicated. Raven. Raise how she, we simplify. Okay. So okay, it has stopped for a second, y'all. It stopped for 2 seconds. They paused it. They're like, wait a minute, you need to be on topic. Come on, come on, come on, come on, because you ain't got that much time, baby. It's 54 minutes in. You only got 60 minutes. Okay, thank you. Okay, so stop doing that, y'all. Nah. All right, so The point is that when he went to the lake within a drink, now this man, he ended up knocking this man door down. The man ended up getting mad, ended up coming after him with a noodle, a black noodle with a knife in it, whatever. I was watching anime last night. I love me some anime. Point is I'm running with him. I'm coming after him because I was talking to the women in the house, and we having a great discussion. It's kids in this house, they in this one room and they learning, and it could be a home daycare type of thing also, but they learning, they living. It's other people that live in these different rooms in this house, and I don't think they all family. Now they are intrigued with me, they are loving me. I don't know these people from what I understand from my memory, my conscious memory. But I tell them about my business. This is not the first dream within months that I've had where I'm telling people about my business in my dream. I'm like, yeah, I got a business called the Chopping the Box LLC. Okay. I'm telling these people this is my name. They say, oh, okay, they pull their phone. I'm like, let me get your information, let me type you in. Okay, go ahead, baby, do your thing. I'm like, all right. Then I go after him. Cause I'm like, where he go? And I'm finding him, and he trying to get through this door, cause he's trying to find a door to get out. I already told him, let's go to the right. He ain't listening to me. But I find that men in my life, they don't always listen, and they end up going and end up having other shit happen, and we gotta work through it. Now I gotta help us get through this shit. You know what I'm saying? So he going through these doors. He knocked this man's door down. Now he didn't actually knock it down. He just knocked and then kind of opened it, and the motherfucker was off the hinges. Now, mind you, now that my cousin's last night, that's how one of her kids' doors was happening. So I know that came from there, but that ain't what was happening, you know, in the house. Anyways, point being, I do spiritual marketing through sleep. I tell people all the time, I come to your dreams. I come in your dreams, baby. I come in your dreams. Whether you fucking with me or you need some healing, you need some help, I'm gonna come in your dream. So now I know that I've been advertising my business in my sleep and in your sleep. And y'all have been hearing the name of my business and knowing about it or thinking you know about it because I've been giving it to you in our sleep. So tell me about some spiritual marketing. Who else be doing that? I wanna know who else be doing it. Because when I seen that this morning, and I saw it before too. I saw it before too. When I was in, before I went to, no. While I was in California. No. I think it was when I was in Vegas. I had a dream about me being in a restaurant that was also a house. Okay, I don't know what it is about these places. That's also a house. And I was telling the people in the restaurant, hey, because my best friend had left me to go get something, her cousin to find out something. And I was like, hey, excuse me, everybody, excuse me. And I was like, I have a business. It was packed too, y'all. I was like, I got a business. I got my own business called the Chopping the Box LLC. But the fact that I'm advertising in my sleep shows that I really want this. And this is what I need to be doing when I'm awake. It's just screaming out, excuse me, everybody, I got a business. I got a business called the Chopping the Box LLC. But after having that dream about that house, there was a restaurant because the man was a millionaire who owned it. I definitely have started to tell people a lot more, and I have been a lot more vocal about being in person and in public. You know what I'm saying? Telling people what I do and who I am. So, we will be back another time to showcase some other gifts.